Whenever we encounter someone, we often have to decide, sometimes in a split second, what is the right way to greet them? Or at least I ask that question, what is the right way to greet them? And I see someone coming up to me and I ask myself, which one of the H's is it? Is this a hello, a handshake, or a hug? Just Thursday, I saw someone around town and I thought it was a handshake and it became a really awkward hug the last minute, which is okay. It was okay. That way that we greet someone, it depends on a lot of factors. How often we see them, how long it's been since we've seen them, our relationship with them, their age, their culture. But no matter what, I ask, how do I honor and respect this person in front of me? But what if that person in front of me is Jesus? Well, as you may recall, each of these four Sundays in August, we are listening to John chapter 6 as our gospel on Sundays. That pivotal chapter in which Jesus says so clearly that he and the Eucharist are the bread of life. And so each Sunday, I'm considering one principle and one practice to elevate our experience of the Mass. On the first Sunday, we consider the principle of preparation and the simple practice of our obligation to fast from eating and drinking for at least 1 hour before receiving communion. Last Sunday, I considered the principle of discernment with the practice that if I have a mortal sin on my soul that I've not confessed, then I should not receive communion until I do. So today, we approach the heart of the flesh and blood of Jesus being right here in our midst. In this gospel, he said, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him." And then at the Last Supper, he took bread and he said, "This is my flesh." And he took wine and he said, "This is my blood." And that reality here at Mass brings us to our third principle. And that is the principle of reverence. Reverence in general means showing honor and respect for someone who possesses dignity. So what does reverence look like when it is Jesus who is that person? Well, we could spend all morning thinking about different ways to show reverence. You know, my genuflection is a sign of reverence. Kneeling is a sign of reverence. The modesty in how I dress for Mass is a sign of reverence. You know, not making a fast or a sloppy sign of the cross when I come in is a sign of reverence. Lots of examples, but I said that each Sunday we'd have one principle and one practice. And so one practice that deserves our attention today is the practice of silence. The general instruction of the Roman Missal, which is like the instruction manual for the Mass, actually has two paragraphs on silence. It's probably worth reading them both. They're not that long. The first says, "Sacred silence, also as part of the celebration, is to be observed at the designated times. Its purpose, however, depends on the time it occurs in each part of the celebration. Thus, with the act of penitence, and again after the invitation to pray, all recollect themselves. But at the conclusion of a reading or the homily, all meditate briefly on what they have heard. Then after communion, they praise and pray to God in their hearts." In the second paragraph, even before the celebration itself, it is commendable that silence be observed in the church, in the sacristy, in the vesting room, and in adjacent areas, so that all may dispose themselves to carry out the sacred action in a devout and fitting manner. The practice of silence. And I would add one very practical application of reverence and silence at Mass. And that is with the kneelers that we use here at the cathedral. If one is not careful, then putting them down and putting them up can be anything but silent. Now, a certain amount of noise cannot be avoided, but if one is careful, perhaps if possible, using their hand instead of their foot to move it, it can be pretty reverent and silent. And in particular, when we all stand up after singing the great Amen, there's no need to move your kneeler at all. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to be kneeling again after the Lamb of God. No need to put it up, and no need to put it down. After presenting to the Father the body and blood of his Son, through him and with him and in him, there's something beautiful about standing silently, reverently together. In a sense, our greeting to Jesus is not a hello or a handshake or a hug. But nonetheless, we give honor and respect to him. It's our reverence. It's the least that we can do for someone who has given himself to us.